it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boise State Bronco lined up behind Smith. Expects to be busy tonight. They fake it to him, and Smith throws. Almost picked up. In fact, on a carom, it's into the hands of Dalen Henley. A dangerous throw, and on the carom, the elite linebacker for the Chargers has a takeaway in the first play.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Chris Fowler with the call last night on ESPN. Bad start to the game for Geno Smith. Bad middle of the game for Geno Smith. Bad ending to the game for Geno Smith. One of the worst games of Geno Smith's career. Which is saying something. Because I watched Geno play for the New York Jets early on in his career. As the Chargers just slam the Raiders in Las Vegas. Final score is only 20-9. But this is one of those where it's like Commanders-Packers last Thursday night. Look at the final score. Packers only win by 9. Oh, maybe it wasn't that bad. Oh, it was. And this was kind of similar. The Chargers all over the Raiders. It felt like the Raiders were never going to get anything going on offense. Geno, on 43 attempts... 180 yards on 43 attempts. That's impressive. 3 interceptions and no touchdowns. Besides for that, on the Raiders' offense, and Brock Bowers isn't 100% healthy, and like obviously you want Bowers to be 100% healthy because he's maybe the best tight end in the league, but it's way more than just Bowers not being healthy. Geno stunk, and the Raiders can't trust Ashton Jeanty in pass protection. Now, some people are turning this into because Jeanty ceding work in this game to Zamir White, who's an absolute scrub. Like, he's a jag, just a guy. And Dylan Laub, who people remember last year, I kept trying to make a thing on in anytime touchdown bets. Because the Raiders running backs all stunk last year, and I thought Laub should play. He actually looked pretty decent in this game. But the whole thing is, like, why are you drafting a running back 6th overall if he's coming off the field for Zamir White and Dylan Laub? And look, like, Jeanty hasn't played great, and he'll be the first one to tell you. He had a quote, I thought this was an alarming quote, after last night's game, saying, I'm still getting used to the speed of the NFL. What? Like, running back's the one position where you feel like guys come out of college and, like, they're awesome right away. Like, you usually don't have to wait for running backs to be good. I'm not saying Jeanty can't be good. To be fair, like Omari and Hampton hasn't exactly been Marshall Faulk to start his career for the Chargers, but it's a little alarming. Like, Ashton Jeanty's got to learn how to pass protect. It is embarrassing right now for the Raiders. 6th overall for a team that's lacking talent in a lot of spots on the roster to take a running back, and then he can't play every snap for you. In big spots, here's Zamir White and Dylan Laub, because Ashton Jeanty can't pick up a blitz to save his life. Not great for the Las Vegas Raiders. Just, like, absolutely stupid and ridiculous. If we have time, we'll get to the Tom Brady part of this equation, which I actually think is pretty entertaining and pretty funny. As far as the Raiders go, and then we'll talk about the Chargers, I think they stink. I said it before the season. I know Femi disagrees. He likes the Raiders. A lot of people like the Raiders this year. They did beat the Patriots in Week 1 and looked really impressive. Honestly, and I can be wrong about this, and we'll see what happens this weekend. To me, that's like way more about the Patriots stinking than it is about the Raiders potentially being good. Because you went up against the defense, and like the Chargers' defense has been really good to start the year. Like, we'll see how they look without Khalil Mack for however long he's out for with his elbow injury. This was an alarming performance for the Las Vegas Raiders. Maybe Jaden Daniels misses the game on Sunday, and Marcus Mariota plays on the road in our nation's capital. Maybe the Raiders go to 2-1. Maybe. I do not think this team is any good. I'll stand by my under 6.5. I bet it. I do not think the Raiders will make the playoffs. I think this is still the last place team in the AFC West. The offensive line stinks. Geno is way too inconsistent. the sixth overall pick at running back can't stay on the field an entire game because he can't pick up the blitz. And the defense is hot garbage outside of Max Crosby. Other than that, then this is like the 1976 Raiders. Other than that, that's the Raiders. As far as the Chargers go, 2-0 start. And not just 2-0. 2-0 in the division. Beat the Chiefs in week one, beat the Raiders last night. And they have the chance on Sunday, when they host the Denver Broncos, to start 3-0 in the division in the first 3 weeks of the season, which is crazy to think any team could accomplish. And the Chargers might just do it. They are favored to do so on Sunday. A 2.5-point home favorite right now. You want to know how good of a head coach Jim Harbaugh is? He's made Quentin Johnston look like a viable NFL receiver. Quentin Johnston left for dead by football analysts, fantasy football players, dynasty fantasy players, like me. I held him in a couple leagues. I'm happy I did, but I cut him loose in some spots. I can't afford to hold this roster spot. They drafted two receivers. He dropped so many passes. He looks awesome through two games. And Justin Herbert is playing at an MVP level. And they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I like how Greg Roman ended last season. All they want to do is run the ball with him and Jim Harbaugh. All of a sudden he wakes up now and he's Bill Walsh. He's Mike Martz. But get out of bed, we're throwing. This is, he's June Jones. Just roll out of bed and let's throw on every single play. It's like greatest show on turf stuff. Like pass rate over expectation at the top of the league, the Chargers. I find it fascinating. I think it's really fun. And I think it's potentially masking what could be an issue for this team. Through 2 weeks, it's early. The Raiders defense is not exactly the 85 Bears. This team can't run the ball. Omarion Hampton has yet to look like he did at North Carolina, and maybe it'll come. Najee Harris makes his plays last night for the Chargers, and he looks okay. They have not been able to run the ball. And I'm fascinated, as the season moves along, if Justin Herbert can keep doing this. And I'm not saying he can't. I'm not saying the Chargers can't win the division. I'm not saying they can't make a deep playoff run. But I want to be clear about something. I think this is an important way to frame it. And I don't know if anyone could even disagree with what I'm going to say. The Chargers have personnel limitations on both sides of the ball. And I know the defense has been great to start the year. There aren't that many great players on this defense. Jesse Minter's doing an awesome job coordinating it. I think they've got personnel limitations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The way that the Chargers make a deep run is if Justin Herbert's Josh Allen. It's if Justin Herbert's Lamar Jackson. If Justin Herbert's Patrick Mahomes. Has he ascended to that level? Is he in that rarefied air? If he is, yeah, Chargers could go 13-4. Easy. If he's going to be that good. If he's not, though, and if he's, on the cusp of, in between very good and great, which is, way better than most quarterbacks, I still don't think this team has an ultimate upside. And I'm not trying to be a hater. That's my honest opinion. I don't think they have that ultimate upside. And the other thing to watch out for now, Khalil Mack with this elbow injury. I would guess he's not going to play at minimum this week against the Broncos. We have no definitive word yet, and then we'll see from there. when the Chargers let Joey Bosa walk this offseason and he signs with the Buffalo Bills, we all said this team's going to have issues depth rushing the passer. Can Tuli Tuipulotu get it done without Khalil Mack getting so much pressure and so much attention put on him? You know, they have a fourth-round pick at pass rusher who can't get on the field, like inactive the first two games. Where is the pass rush coming from with Khalil Mack out? I think this sets up for a really interesting game on Sunday with the Chargers and the Broncos. And you know, you already know, I'll be backing my Broncos in that game. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Mark Schlereth will join us to start next hour. A couple more minutes in this segment. Femi, do you have betting thoughts, my friend, coming out of last night's game? And if you want to turn this into like a Raiders therapy session, the floor is yours.
Well, we need therapy. It's week two. We're good, baby. We're good. Nobody's wavering, all right? Like I said in the first hour, we stood here on business with the Rams 1-4 last year. We're going to still stand here on business. They're 1-1.
It's a little.
They might be facing Marcus Mariota.
It's a little different or no? Is this be honest? Femi, you're always honest, and I mean that. Is this copium from you right now or no?
No, we're two games into the season. They're 1-1. They won one game as an underdog. They lost another game as an underdog. Like, why would I be panicked? Now, if they go on to like be 1-5, then yeah, maybe it's copium me saying they're going to still make the playoffs. At that point, it's probably ridiculous, but I still think this team can make the playoffs. I mean, they could win on Sunday and be 2-1.
If Jaden Daniels doesn't play, they could definitely win that game.
100%. And this is part of the Geno Smith experience, which is why Geno's so polarizing, by the way. Because you get some games, there's 2 to 3 games every year where Geno is awesome and he looks like a top 10 quarterback. There's 2 to 3 games a year where Geno's horrendous, like last night, where he looks like, how did this guy ever get a starting job? And then there's the rest of the games, which where he plays the 15th best quarterback in the league. And I think the both sides of the Geno arguments, they cling to the outlier performances as opposed to focusing on what's the median performance. And I think you're going to get Geno, who's going to bounce back, had a terrible game. Everybody has eyeballs. We all saw it. But he's not that bad. He's not going to miss guys wide open like he was all throughout last night. I think you'll see an improved Geno this weekend. I think there's a chance that they cover. I think there's a chance that they win the game. So the Raiders, we're still on track. It's no shaking in our boots here just because we lost a game to the Chargers, who I think actually look like the best team in the AFC West as it stands right now.
Do you think that Herbert has that in him? To raise the ceiling of this team? And they could be a Super Bowl team if Herbert's going to play at this level all year.
I think he does, because Jim Harbaugh's his head coach. This is the same Jim Harbaugh who revived Alex Smith's career. Alex Smith, if everybody forgets, that dude was one more season away from being out the league. He revived his career. Went to a Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick. This is the Jim Harbaugh who won a national title with J.J. McCarthy. This guy gets the most out of quarterbacks. Talent's never been
JJ.
The issue with Herbert.
You're burying JJ already? Two games in?
I bet him on Sunday night. It didn't go well, man.
God, it's already. It's over for JJ McCarthy. Unbelievable.
KOC's dialing up wide open shots, man. Hey, we got to hit him.
We'll talk about this more coming up next hour on the show. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We start the hour. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Mark Schlereth.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.